Yes, Colin. All right. So, Mele, the Shitas Rambam is like this. According to Rabbi Yaakov, so even because of Mitzvah Lag Dishay, so even in the case where you are matris, in the Halishem of, let's see, Bizman Hazeh, there is no prayer, there is no concrete prayer in altogether. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, if somebody will be matris, will say, Ki kaze ki prayer. So it's also hal because of Mitzvah Lag Dishay. Rabbi Yudah is chalik. Mashayin kein, why is Rabbi Yudah chalik? But it's Mitzvah Lag Dishay. And the Mitzvah Lag Dishay is not just a mitzvah of lip service. It endows, it bestows upon the pro, upon the chevtze. Tesis dushe, dushe spe. But the answer is, insofar as the chalish. So, according to Rabbi Yudah, so since it's Kodesh anyway, but there is a mitzvah to be magdish. And when you are magdish, so it has a legal effect. So it only affects the concrete thing, but it doesn't affect the chalishem. But how could it affect the chalishem? Because after all, one pro, so the Bailin was not magdish. Another pro, the Bailin was magdish. Could you say that there are two chalishems? Pro is pro, as far as the chalishem is the abstract concept of pro is concerned, so it's the same gdushi, whether a particular bailim was magdish or a particular bailim was not magdish. As far as the concrete pro is concerned, so this pro, I was magdish, this pro, I was not magdish. So this pro that I was not magdish has only gdushas memele. It doesn't have gdushas pe. This pro, I was magdish, in addition to the gdusha memele, it has gdushas pe too. But as far as the chalishem, as the abstract, as the idea, the concept of Dushas Po is concerned, so the Dushas Pe does not affect it in any way. This is what Rabbi Yudah says. Rabbi Yaakov is chelik, and Rabbi Yaakov holds that inasmuch as it's Mitzvah Lagdishay and the Hegdesh has a legal effect, so it affects even the chalishem, not only the concrete. But Rabbi Yudah holds no. Mitzvah Gdushe, so it bestows an additional Gdushe, the Gdusha Spe, upon the concrete particular pro that he was Magdish. So Memele, but when he is Mat, so it's only Shayach if the Psapcheir is Munach Lefonov. The Psapcheir is Munach Lefonov. So then, Avolim Oyo Psapcheir, him with Neisrikas Domi Marizosa. Why? Because And the Rambam, so we have to say that the Rambam is reference to a pro where the Bailim was magdish. I mean, that is to be taken for granted. After all, he's mechuyev midraise to be magdish, or to be shiaskino. So he probably was magdish. Enoch and Ami, if the Bailim, for some reason, failed to be magdish, so then that concrete pro is not affected with the dushas pe. Some melee, and if somebody will be matvis something else in that concrete pro that is not affected with dushas pe, some melee will not be osa. But the Rambam has reference to a case where the Bailim was matvis. Now, so the question is, but since the Rambam passes, that be matvis. So Mimele, even in the case where he's mat the psapchir is mutal lefonov, but it's lachas rikin. But if vikrika matvis, so it should have the same din as kedem zrikin. So why does the Rambam say avol psapchir im lifnei zrikas domim harizosya vim lachas rikas domim harizimuter? So the answer is the Rambam apparently holds, and that is very reasonable. In other words, you see, according to all the shenim, so the Abaye, whether Bahashke Komatvis or Biikre Komatvis, is what is his intention, or in the Mishpat Aloshim, what is it expressive? Is it expressive of an intention to be Matvis in the present state, that's Bahashke, or the Mishpat Aloshim, this Loshim of Kozeh is expressive of an intention of being matvis in this Heftze according to what it was originally. No, but according to the Rambam, it's more than that. In other words, if we say behashlik matris. So that means, you see, suppose there is no psakotchim mutalifon. Let's see this mazel. There is no mutalifon. There is no concrete call. So then obviously it's in the chalisha. Now, but even when, so bisman abayis, when you have the psakotchim mutalifon of, it's not gohuat in bisman hazeh. So just as bisman hazeh, when there is no concrete call altogether, I still can be matris in the idea of the call. The abstract, because the idea of the Kom exists now too. So lachas kamo v'chamo bizman abayis, when you had hundreds of concrete objects of Kom, so you certainly could. So in addition to being matris in the concrete, if you want, you could be matris in the Halishem too. The fact that the Psach Shlomim is lifonai does not negate the possibility of being matris in the Halishem, in spite of the fact that I could be matris in the concrete, but I still could be matris in the Halishem as well. So this is the Abaye Limor. If we say behashlik matris, so as long as the psalkom is munach lefonai, so then the atfosi is hal only in the concrete, because it's munach lefonai. So memele in mishpat alosh. If I say zekoze, so in mishpat alosh, it means that I am matris in the concrete, not in the halishem of which this concrete object is a representative. No. If we say beter komatris, but if we say beter komatris, so then it means that since it's possible to be matris in the halishem, so even if he points out to the concrete, so in final analysis, the atvose is hal on the idea of that call, on the abstract. Now, if it's hal on the idea, so the main is mitrei, because the halishem, the ikea, that represents the halishem, not the way it is after zrik. So the mele. Not Rambam paskins bikekomatris, but here in this case, even if the psal prayer is munach lefonov, but if it is already lachas v'kesdami, so mimele, if it's bikekomatris, so that was in the halishem. So mimele, it doesn't make any difference whether it's munach lefonov or not munach lefonov. So that was it. So in other words, so then the munach lefonov is only a simen. The object that is munach lefonov is only descriptive of the kind of halishem of the abstract, but he's not matris in the concrete. He's matris in the abstract, and according to Rabbi Yude, so mitzvah lagdishe has little effect on the concrete, but the mitzvah lagdishe does not affect the kedush of the halishem. Yes.
So he doesn't even have
the concrete before him.
But the point is, why is it because
it's
shlomim?
Yeah, no.
So how about before shlomim?
No, by sabeime. So the thing itself, this kol itself, is dushas b'diyodom. You see, it is dushas b'diyodom. And as far as Bobin Eder Ben Domo is concerned, so it's only required that the mean should be capable of being Bobin Eder Ben Domo. And what kind of a mean is it? What kind of a mean called mizet ma'isabeim? Shlomi is bobin adam and dolo. So something else.
So why the other one that are called to kizdomi and Rambam passes also? It's not.
What do you mean called to kizdomi?
It's not the shos of the
other. You mean halacha des vav, no? By psal prayer, no?
Right.
All right.
If it's not the shos of the other, it is the shlomi of the other.
No, because the mitzvah lagdishe has little effect. And it bestows Kedushas Peh. So the Kedushas Peh that is bestowed upon the concrete Pro, that's with the Odom. The Kedusha Mimele is not with the Odom. But the Kedushas Peh, the additional Kedusha that is bestowed as a result of his Hekdesh, the Mitzvah Agdishe, that's with the Odom.
So
Rabbi Yaakov. No, Rabbi Yaakov is like Rabbi Yude. According to Rabbi Yaakov, so he can be matvis even in the abstract of Pro. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yaakov. Ki imre ki dirim. Tone. Imre le imre ke imre. Dirim le dirim ke dirim. Eitzim le eitzim ke eitzim. Ishim le ishim ke ishim. Mizbeach le mizbeach ke mizbeach. Heichal le heichal ke heichal. Yerushalayim li Yerushalayim ki Yerushalayim. Kulam sheichal ochoseh. Lo yeichal ochmude. Man shmayinu lo. De lo ishon ale imre le imre. Ke imre remeyar. Eime seif. Vichulon lo yeichal och. Not because Rabbi Yude requires the Chobadimye. So who doesn't require the Chobadimye and Rameya? But now, so he may say, V'chum leich loch muter. Leich muter. So if he says, Le'imre loich loch is muter, so that means that Rameya says, But now, Likom loich loch. Rameya reiser. V'yom ha-rabah benasek ima likom yeh levichach leich loch. So in other words, so when he says, Le'imre loich loch. So Le'imre yeh. So it should be awesome. So why did it say Mutter? So the Gemara says, Lo kashi. Hodoma leimre. Hodoma loimre. Or laimre. Laimre. So it's also like loimre. So if he says leimre, so then we can say leimre yehei with the shvo. Leimre. So leimre yehei lifichoch leichloch. So like liko. Because there it means leikom with the shvo. Mashein came here when it says that leimre loichloch. So it's not leimre with the shvo, but it's loi or la with the patach, which has the same meaning as loi. So then it means loi imre, not imre, non imre, not imre, loichloch. What I don't eat is not imre, is not imre. The implication being. But what I do eat is Imre. So for that you have to resort to Mechalav HaDeshimeh. And Rav Meir holds that we don't say Mechalav HaDeshimeh. Hodom Alei Imre, with the Shvo, Hodom Alei Imre, with the Patr. Hoi Mekom Moilo Mincho Chato Steido Shlomi, Shanei Chalochose, Reb Yudem Mati, Hakom Keikom Kom Shei Chalochose, Likom Loyei Chaloch, Reb Meir Oise. Alright, now, Because one could say, so Rabbi Yudah tells us now, that's why the Mishnah tells us now that Rabbi Yudah distinguishes between two types of shemes. Shemes that only connote Yisr, and Shemeh is that denote Yisr. Uch mishu barash b'mayim. Hakom ke kom kom sheich lo chosem. Di mechol ish ne mashu. Di mashu yeich al yehi kom. Vidav ke kom ha sheich. Aval o ma kom lo yeich lo ch shore. Dot nam fiyak sheini. Kom lo yeich lo ch muta. U mikminu ki rameya. Vitaim li milse. Di chlo ma kom lamed mashu ma din ish ba. Bichai kom. Shalo yeich. Lo yeich kom lo yeich lo ch rameya chosem. Mifosh bigmore doha koma. Likom yei lifichol eich aloch. Vio adin diom al likom sheich aloch hosa. Di mash mashapi al likom yei ma sheich om shaloch. Vai do yor if hai bahadi da hanet reishe. So why doesn't he say? Now he says, kom, why doesn't he say, akom, kekom, leikom, why is leikom mentioned separately? Sheikh lo khosa mish dan to da na kom ki kom kom da afke ki ki shoma ikh losa avo lo im khoshori avo kom aleikom afi lo ma lo ikh losa because even if he said lo ikh so he say we call me hey if you khle khlo so he cannot be discussed again right kotone kom ha kom ki kom sheikh lo khosa sto me tone kra me ya vi shon bin im rim re ihr mit mir hod ik tona kom sheikh lo khose va tanje mit kha khom rab yude bin ho ko vo ele vo min vo khat o sheikh lo shmut ya shnod az el bkhay kom so di magase es lo kach hod yo ma ho ko vi od o ma ha ko so hod o ma ko ho ko od o ma ko klima di khoma ha ko have a leve kom kom so it's awesome. But if he says Hoko, hey Aleph, and then Ko, so then it's a Shvuyah, and of course that Shvuyah has no meaning. You cannot be Nishba b'chay Ko. So Mimele, it's Lo Makom. Hod Makom, Hod Omer Hakom. My time if he says Ho, Ko, Ko Omer. So So it's my time chai kom komar is nishba b'chai kom, and that has no significance. You cannot be nishba b'chai kom. So it's mut. Koton elikom loich lochem meyareiser voles leramei b'chlav adish meyhen. Amar avabe nase keim elikom mihei lefichol loich loch. Hoim elchaveri keinim pi midaber moch. Yedeisimoch ragim alechesimoch oser v'rimune. Chaim b'shvuas midorim midorim b'shvuas chaim midorim sham dorim chol amitze kibershus. מה שאין כמשווס, וחיים בשווס, שהשווס, כל איס, על דבר שיש בממש, ושאין בממש, מה שאין כמדור. So, אמר רב יהודה, באימי, so why is it, the question, so the question כמור איס, זה דבר שאין בממש. So why is it also? אמר רב יהודה, באימי, יוס אפילו דיבורי, יודי למסיים, רג ללוחת, די, כנאמה דקטון אפי מדבר עמוך, וקטון שאני מדבר עמוך. So when does the mission say that it's also, when he asks the tangible thing? So one can answer the pay lidibur. So the pay is a tangible thing. So even though the dibur itself is a maise, but if he answers a certain object for a certain maise, so then nedar is chal. Alright. Rahim Rabbi Kim Pim Dabemuch. Big Morgan Forestal. Shandorim Khon Lamitz, Firk Base Machil Mikro, Shashwe is Khosal Rashim Mamish, Misakabru, Shoyasaki, Visim Mamish, Mashenki Mindorim Mitzahevzu, Yukakil has been Mamosha Samidi, we also peel the book, Lamanazi came here. Doroma came in Pimidabe Mashma, the came in Koradibo, Umashma Namedi Korape, Hilkakim this time the Dorm Mahmir, Amrin on the Apekoi, Upiv Dorashi Mamish, Udhavosi Bashas. דאמרינם באימר, ופירוש הנעשה כאימר, ובדין הוא דאבי מוצא לשנוי אלי, דאפילו איקו איקן עם הדיבו, אפילו אוכל סמד רבונון, שעם דור עם חול מד רבונון, אפילו דוב השם בממש, כדי שלקם בריש פרק בייס, אלא כושת לי מילצה מתארץ לי, דאפילו מדראי זה אינם מרוסה. So in other words, so מדראי זה it's also, even though he didn't spell it out, because since it's capable of that interpretation, so he applied the aloche of סתם לדור מאחר.
Now, last time we discussed the Shittas HaRambam, the Gabi Pcheir, and we said that according to the Rambam, so the Pshat in Vikre Komatvis or Beteire Komatvis is not, as it is usually explained, whether his intention is to be matvis in the Hefze the way it is now, or his intention is to be matvis in the Hefze the way it was originally before. But if we say Beteiriko matvis, so then his intention is to be matvis, so then he is matvis in the concrete, not the concrete. That's, so it has to be the way it is now. That's the existence of the concrete. The way it is now, not the way it was before. But if we say Mikor Komatvis, so just as one could be Matvis in a Korban Bisman Hazeh, even though there is no concrete Korban in the world, but he's Matvis in the idea of the Korban, in the Chalishem. So even when he has a concrete Korban before him, so each concrete Korban is a representative of the Chalishem. So Memele, if we say be Ike Komatvis, it means that even if the Korban, a certain particular Korban, is before him on the table, the Atvosi is not Chal in the concrete, but the Atvosi is Chal in the Chalishem, of which this concrete is a representative. Now, but the question is, how will the Rambam explain this Gemore of Izeu Yisaron Bateo? Gemara says, "Meis, izeu yisam bateiro, omari nishalich ulbos, vishalish teyayim, kiyim shemiz biyavik, kiyim shemiz birab, kiyim shenerak begitali benachikam, kiyim shoriis yoshlaim bechalbano, viomashmu yevushen odo bezayim mechadome, lav tigin dikoy bechad bishabed mizbeavue, viavu gav diketu bechad bishabed teire, vikoton osa shma minobi ikerumatvis." So the Gemara is a terror. The Shmuel Ochi itma. Omar Shmuel is another poor meis ayin veich. So every Aleph Benis is another. And the Haramin of the Gemara was that not every Aleph Benis, but just the Aleph Benis of 20 years ago, when his father was Nifta, when his Rebbe was Nifta, and the other Aleph Benis,
intervening since the Ptira of his father or his Rebbe, so were not murdered. So that is all right if we say that the Shaila of the Gemara Betira Komatris or Bika Komatris is whether is Matris in the Hefze the way it is now or is Matris in the Hefze the way it was originally. But if we say that the Shaila of the Gemara is not whether is Matris in the Hefze the way it is now, the way it is now, or the way it was originally. But the Shaila is whether his matris in the concrete object or in the abstract, in the Halishem, of which this concrete is a representative. So what Shaila does it have to Harei Nishal Eichel Bosor Shalesh Yayin Kiyim Shemiz Biobif Kiyim Shemiz Biob. So there we have to consider something else, whether a day that is already gone is considered as considered as something concrete or not, but it has nothing to do with this child. So one way of explaining it is that according to the Rambam too, basically the Shaila is in Behtirik or Matvis whether he intends to be Matvis in the Hefze the way it is now, like all the other Shaila. But the Rambam adds one point. In other words, Beterek or Matvis means, why should we say Beterek or Matvis? So we have to say Beterek or Matvis that his intention is to be Matvis in the Hefze the way it is now. If we say Beterek or Matvis. But if we say Beikrek or Matvis, so then obviously his intention is not, his obvious, explicit intention is not to be matvis in the Hefze the way it is now. Because, so then, it wouldn't be nitves in the way it was some time ago. So if we say Betirik or Matvis, so then the pshat is that his intention is to be matvis in the Hefze the way it is now. If we say Bikoik or Matvis, so it means that his matvis in the Halishem of which this Hefze is represented. So Memele, now in the case of Psar Shlomim, when he has on the table Psar Zifri Shlomim Lachas Rikes Domim, so then if we say Beterek or Matvis, so his intention is to be Matvis in this particular object the way it is now. But when he's Matvis in the Yein, then it's, there is no Yein before him. So what is the equivalent of Beterek or Matvis vis-a-vis? Ligabi bos tzar zifri shlomim. So Beterek or Matvis means his matvis in this Hefze that is before him on the table, the way in its present state, the way it is now. That what is present state? La'achas rikas domi. So it's heter. So it doesn't become osa. But when we are to apply this concept of Beterek or Matvis vis-a-vis a Yein, so there is no single Yein that is before him on the table. So in other words, the closest day, in other words, if his father was Nifter 20 years ago, Aleph Benissen, and so what is the closest Yein of Aleph Benissen? A year ago, the last hour, the relatively closest alavinis, if we say Beterek or Matvis. But if we say, in case of Psar Zifrei Shlomim Lachazrike, we say Bikorek or Matvis, that means that we don't say that the Hatvose is in the Hefze the way it is now, or in the Hefze that is closest. No, but we say the Hatvose is in the Halishem. That was he is in the Halishem. Now the Halishem. So this is what the Gemara says. Hichad amelav kegin dikoye bechad bisha bede mizbe avwe. V'yavol gav diketu bechad bisha bede teir. V'kotone osa. So still it says osa. Because if it's beterek or matris,
So then, in the case of Psal Zifrei Shlomim Lifonov, so Betera means the closest before him. In the case of Yem Shemeiz B'Rabbe, Yem Shemeiz B'Aviv, also the closest before him. But what is the closest day? Aleph Nissan. The last Yahrzeit Aleph Nissan. Not the 20 years ago, the Yahrzeit, when his father was Nifter, or his Rebbe was Nifter. So it's a Raya that we click on Matris. So, and once we don't say that he is Matris in the closest thing before him, so Mimele, in what does he want to be Matris? In the Chalishem? In the Chalishem. So the Gemara says, V'hu sheno dorubo meise ayim melech. In other words, that he was Mikabel Bineder, not only the Aleph Benissen of 20 years ago, but he was Mikabel Benissen, the Aleph Benissen of 19 years ago, and of 18 years ago, and of 17 years ago, up to this day. And now, so when he says, that Areni ki yem shemeiz b'yovi, ki yem shemeiz b'rabi, So mimele, it is so true. Beterek matvis, and what the beterek matvis means? The closest hefte. Now, what is the closest hefte? The last yahrzeit. That's the closest hefte. So we can explain it going on. But it's possible to explain this. But if we explain it that way, so it's balabatish. All right, it's not bad. But we can explain it a little differently. Now, but I just want to mention a certain Ram Shulz. Now, the Ram mentioned in the name of the Ramban, that the Ramban says that even though here it wasn't Nifshe, this Abaye, of Beikre Komatvis, or Betere Komatvis, but it was Nifshe. It was Nifshe in the Gemara in Nozi. The Gemara in Nozi here, Luyen Alochet was Ramban Zau, Pilchizov, Neid by the Hochel Yipshete, Ibikre Komatis. Oi Betere Komatis, Naktin and Betere Komatis. Maskin and Ferik Mishamari, Nozem Shamahabi of Mani, the Besafe Matis. Will I become, then the Roshna Gmori is Besafe Komatis. Not Betere Komatis, but Besafe Komatis. But the Ramban says that it's Hainach. It's Hainach, the same Abai. And there the Gemara says, "Bisefer Matvis will not become it. Bein likume, bein lichumre. Don't mishum damrin and bisefer Matvis katan osom hu tarem tzoi imenu l'maylo oser. Oh, ulimata muta. Vikume become Matvis. Ein aheta nimshach. Eloloi levade kidimuchach osom." In other words, the Gemara has an abaya there. Let's say, suppose Rubin says, "Harin nosa." Then Shimon said, Vani, Kemeisi. Then Levi was also standing there. So he said, Vani, Kemeisi. After Shimon said, Vani, Kemeisi, Levi said, Ani, Kemeisi. Then Yehuda said, also standing there, also said, Ani, Kemeisi. Then Yisochar was also standing there, and he also said, Ani, Kemeisi. And then Zvum was also standing there, and he also said, Vani, Kemeisi. So the question is, let's say, Binyamin, the last one. They're all standing there, and he was Matris. In whom was he Matris? Was he Matris in Yesi? Bisefika Matris. The one that was Mikabel Nizires before him, or in Reuven? So the Gemara says, the Bisefika Matris. Kotono Osom, Hutarem Tzoi, let's say Yehudi, Moshe Lechochem. So Imenu Lemailo Oser, Imenu Lemato Mutem. So Yisochon, Zvon, Don, Avtoli, God, Osher. So they are all muta. So that's a raya that we say Bikomatris. Because if we say Bikre Komatris and Yehude, so everybody becomes Nitves in Reuven. And Reuven was not Sheilachochem. So Memele, who was Sheilachochem? Yehude. So just Yehude is muta. And everybody else remains awesome. So the heter is if Yehude. So only he is Mutter. Alright, so that's the Raya of the Ramban, that we, even though here the Gemara isn't Peshet, but it was Nifshet in Oz. The Ramban pastens that be Krikomatis. So then the Kashi is from the Gemara in Oz. There the Gemara is Peshet. So the Ranish was The Ranish was there, and that long run where he discusses Hatfose Matvis Bishvue, the very long run. Oh. Aber Ramban Zal Kosa Bihilches Nidorin, the Afal Gav de Baili, if she take Biduchte, Maskinam, Misaches Nozer, the Visefa Matvis. Vinira, she Kosav came in the Baili, also, before he came. The Nozer, Bimishamarin, Nozer, Shamahavir, the Hazet, Vom Vani, Vani, Ekol Had, the Havriko Matvis, or Dilm Kame Matvis, Vavin Batuvi, Uposahoche Pashtin, Hol Had, the Havriko Matvis, the Lloyd become. Militanya Hutter and Soy Menu Mayosa, Menu Matuta, we call it the Kamikomatis in a head and Misha Klaue in Sonchlachov, Elevada Amrina, the Besave Matis, the Heine Bete, the Heine Bete, but the Reef doesn't agree with the Ramban. The Ramban, Vinireche Dasa Rabzal, Heine, the Luisamrina, I mean, the Chiris Rambam, she is a Reef, the Sina, the Heine, the Luisamrina, and he sued the Rome Bachom. מפני שהוא ימיר עליהם שאיסוק יהיה מסחלף עם זו שבנידורי ובאיסה הטיים שכסבתו הפיכו לסומך עלו וסומך על סוג יזודי כמחו ללמידי לפשת מידי איפרי וסייבר קומטוס ותמואנים כדבור אופלום ולוויה נשמעית למה איסו הוסם ממשת היית בית ואיך אפשר ששום פרק דל לבנוזי עד ממשת הם הוסם בית רום בחומר לתירה ומתקירים לרום בחומר כלל So in other words, so he says, Vinira Shadasa Rav Zal, he has reference to the Ramban. But, the, so in other words, the Ramban shita is, Lissamchina, he sugi the Rome Bachome. We are same on the Gemara in Oza. But the Rif and the Ramban, they don't pass like the Ramban. So they don't agree with the Dasara. Alright. So he says, Utman and the Ramban. אם כדבור אופלום ולהביא הנשמייטין דמייס האוסום ומפשט היבאי פרדל לנוזי האוסום מסכס נדורן מפשט בית רחמי ואיך אפשר ששום פרדל לנוזי ומפשט עם האוסום באי רמבו תירה ומתקין לרום בחומי כלל ובסוג יעסמוך לו מאחר ומסכין להיינו דרום בחומי ומפשט ליסור איזה ועד אי אפשר לפי חוך נראה so he's חלק על רמב in other words he's חלק and the reef שיטה is not like the Ramban the Ramban שיטה is not like the Ramban but the Ramban mentions a very strong eye There the Gemara has an abaya where the big rekomatris or besave rekomatris. So the Gemara uses another lotion, not beter rekomatris, but besave rekomatris. And the Gemara is spatiate that besave rekomatris, that besave rekomatris. So it's a raya that in this abaya from the Bachome is beter rekomatris. Lifichoch nira di Rome Bachome mifshetel yisuna b'maskone gosu. Umad maskinon b'baye kamose, kamayse b'cholcha b'chavre matris. So that way, so he says, like the Ram and the Rif. Any Indian Rome Bachome, the Hosom Shani, the Gufi Michlokim Ninu, Umishum Hoche, Mandoma Vani, Ayidi Somachle Mashma. So he says, no, it's a different Abai. It's a, because over there, the Gemara has reference to the case of Gufi Michlokim. In other words, Ruven was Mikabun Ziras, he said, I even know. Shimon said, Vani, Kimets. Levi said, Ani Kimets. Yehuda said, "Vani kemeitz." So then it's goofy machlokim. So it has nothing to do with the abaya of Rome Bachome here, where it's one object, one heftze. It's not here. We don't have different objects, and the shaila is in which object is a matvis. We have one object, psar shlomim. The psar shlomim happens to be in a certain state, now and prior to. Before, it was in a different state. This Psar Shlomim. So, before, it was, originally, it was in a state of Kedem Zrike. Now, the same object is in a state of Lachat Zrike. So, the Shaila here is whether he is matris in this object in accordance with its present state, or is matris in this object in accordance with its original state. There, the Gemara knows here is another Abai altogether. Whether he's matris in one object, in one person, the object is the gavra in Ruvein, or is mat, or is matris in Shimon. Whether Yehuda is matris in Levi, or is matris in Ruvein. So it's a different shaila. So where the shaila is, whether a person is matris in the original object or in the ultimate object. So there we are patient. But in this shaila from Bachome. Whether he is matris in the same object in its present state or it's an original state,
that we pasken, be it like a matris.
Oh, but then he encounters a certain difficulty. Uma. Oh, so he says, Umay de maskinu me bayek amais. The whole chad the chabrei matris, and he knew Rome Bachome. The Rosom Shane, the goofy Michlokim Nino. Umishimoche, Mandoma Vani, Aud Somakle Masha. The Aval Gav, the Beyem Shemes Behoviv, Ikiyomi Michlokim. So, that's a very strong kasha. So Mele, why does the Gemore apply this din of Yisrael Yisrael Mabateiro to the Shiloh from the Bachome? That should be applied in the Gemore Nozia. That should be mentioned in the Gemore Nozia. Here the Shiloh is, which Yeim is Matris? Whether it's Matris in the Yeim of 20 years before, or is Matris in the Yeim of a year before? So that has to do with Abaye in Ozia. It's Kufi Machloki. So how is it that the Gemara in Ozia doesn't mention this din of Arini Izeu Yisrael Mbateiro? The Gemara of Rambachon. So here, the Ram says in a few words something that represents a very profound philosophical concept, which in effect is the philosophy of Bergson, the French philosopher. So he says like this, V'avol gav di b'yeim shemeiz b'yoviv iki yomim mechlokim shame hosom didim yeini shel yeim klal didim yeini shel yeim kele nesakim. It's not gufim mechlokim. In Zman it's not shayach to say gufim mechlokim. Because in other words, we don't say that, let's say, that time consists of three separate categories. This is what Rand says. We don't say that time consists of three separate categories. Ovar, Haven, Osit. Past, present, and future. Alright, we all speak of that. I mean, it's a convenient way of talking about time, you know, that it's divided in three categories, three dimensions. But actually, time does not consist of three separate dimensions of Ovar, Haven, Osit. Time is indivisible. It's one continuum. That is really the philosophy of Bergson. But one long continuum. One continuum. There is no over heaven in time. So in other words, now you less the kashe. It's one continuum. So how can we say now there is such a thing as Dusha Sayim of Shabbos, Dusha Sayim of Yom Tov, Dusha Sayim of Yom Kippur? So that means Shabbos, the day of Shabbos is something different than the day of Friday. I mean, Friday you're allowed to work. Shabbos, if you work, you're chayav misa. So how can you say that it's not gufim machlokim? So the answer is, actually, it's not, it doesn't mean that they are individual entities. Friday is one day, and Shabbos is another day, and Sunday is another day. It's one continuum time. Time is one continuum. But on Shabbos, so the time, the whole continuum of time is in one state. It's like, it's analogous to Psar Shlomim. So, can you say that the Psar Shlomim Lachas Zrike is a different object, a different entity than the Psar Shlomim Kedem Zrike? No. It's a question of quality. You see, in other words, it's a question of state. Psar Shlomim Lachas Zrike is the same object, is the same entity as the Psar Shlomim Kedem Zrike, but it's a different quality of the Psash, of the same object, of the same entity. It's in a different state. In other words, so time, so it doesn't mean time on Shabbos is the same entity as the time on Friday, is the same time, is the continuum of time that we have all the time. So in other words, the continuum, the same indivisible continuum of time exists all the time. It exists Sunday, it exists Monday, it exists Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But Shabbos is Kadesh, and the other 6 days of the week is not Kadesh. So that means that on Shabbos, the whole continuum of time is Kadesh. And on Friday, the whole continuum of time is not Kadesh. But it's not Gufi Mechlokim. So Memele, so that's why this Gemara of Harini ki Harini Shaleichel Bosov Shaleeshte Yai ki Yem Shemeis Biyoviv ki Yem Shemeis Birabei has no bearing on the Abaye in Ozra.
But it has a bearing upon the Abaye of Rome Bachome. Because time is not Gofim Achlokim. It's one entity. It's one entity on Sunday, and it's one entity on Shabbos. It's one entity 5,000 years ago, and it's one entity now. It's the same continuum of time. But there is a difference. There's a difference between Shabbos and Chayil. Just as there is a difference between Psar Shlomim Kedem Zrike and Psar Shlomim Reacha Zrike. It's a difference in state, in quality. But there are no three quantitative dimensions in time, in final analysis. This is what the Ram is saying now. So and he's saying it, that for himself and also for the Rif and the Rambam. Because all those who are Chilik and the Rambam and who say that the Abaye of Rome Bachome is not nifshet from the Gemara and Nozer, on the contrary, it's we pasten that be korekomatvis, because the pashtes of the sugya here in Idorim is korekomatvis, because the Gemara mentions a number of rayas that be korekomatvis, and the Gemara is matre. So because of that, the Rambam, the Riv, and the Ram, they pasten that be korekomatvis. Over there is pasten be sevekomatvis, because it's two different chiles. So what the Ram says, I leave it himself, he also says, I leave it the Riv, and he also says, I leave it the Ram. So Mimele, now, so we could say, since time is one continuum, and let's say, the Aleph Benissi of Tovshin Lamed Zayin does not represent a different entity altogether. It's the same entity of the time continuum, but every day, it's in a different state. It's like Psar Shlomim Lachazrike versus Psar Shlomim Kedemzrike. Now the Abaye, according to the Rambam, Enochname, the Abaye from Bachomi is whether when a person is matvis in a certain chifetz, in a certain entity. So is that for sechal on the concrete, or is that for sechal on the chaleshem? But you'll ask, as far as time is concerned, what is concrete and what is a chaleshem? Is there such a thing as concrete ligabi time? Is there such a thing? So apparently the Rambam Shiti is that by time there could also be hatfos in the concrete. Now, could one be matfis in the concrete? Let's say if Ruvain said kikazeh osarala, and then that kikia was nech. By Ruvain, be Yisrael, or by somebody else, then Shimon would be matfis in the kikia that Ruvain asked after it was eaten up. So is it shayach to say that atvosi is chal in the concrete? It's gone. It doesn't exist. It's gone. The kikia doesn't exist anymore. But by that, we have a kikia. So if the kikia is eaten up, so there is no concrete, then it could only be matvis in the abstract, in the chalishem, not in the concrete. Mashein ke ligabe time. Can be considered as a tfos in the concrete. But apparently, according to the Rambam, it all depends. If someone, let's say, if his father was Nifter in Tovshin Chof, Alev Benissim, or his Rebbe was Nifter in Tovshin Chof, Alev Benissim, and then he would be Mikabel Bitainis, that day of Alev Benissim, Tovshin Chof. So then, that Aleph Benissen, even though time is one continuum, but still, it's you couldn't be matvis in the concrete, just as you couldn't be matvis in the concrete of the Psar Shlomim, if now it's Lachas Rike, you couldn't be matvis in the concrete of Kedem Zrike, because now it's in a different state, it's in a different quality. So you couldn't be matvis. So Mimele, true time is one continuum. But the Psar Shlomim is certainly the same object, the same entity, and still that was a couldn't be hal in that same object, in the concrete, if it's not going to be hal in accordance with its present state. So in order to be hal, to be nitves in that same object in its original state, so then that Hosem was Bechal and the Chalishem, not on the concrete. So Lachas Kamo Bechamo. Lachas Kamo Bechamo in time, let's say, so true, it's one continuum. It doesn't mean that Aleph Benissen of Tovshin Chov is completely done. Doesn't exist anymore. It still exists, but the Psach Shlomim that existed, Kedem Zrike, still exists, Lachas Zrike, and still there couldn't be Atfose in the concrete in accordance with the original state. Only if the Atfose is in the abstract, in the Chalishem. So, Ligab is man, the same thing. But, if he just was Mikabel Bitainis, if he was just Mikabel Bitainis, the one, just the Aleph Binis of Topshin Ho, so then there couldn't be Hatfose in the concrete of the egg. Because the time continuum is in a different state already. That state is gone. But this is what the Gemara said. Now let's see how the Rambam passes. Now there are three pshotim in this Gemara. There are three pshotim in this Gemara. When the Gemara says, "Harini shaleichol bosa v'shloesh teyayim, kiyim shemiz beovich, kiyim shemiz beravich, kiyim shemiyargu beyargu begedalim nachikem." So, in what is that fosse? So, according to most Rishonim, that fosse is in the bosa, in the yayim, in the eich, not in the yayim, not in the intangible substance time, the yayim, but that fosse is. In the bosor, in the yayim. That's the sheet of Moshe. There is one lotion in the Rashbo, in the second perik. In the second perik, in the Kedusha Rashbo. There is one lotion. Here, and daf, beginning of the second perek, and daf yudalet. So he says, "Kenim shani yoshin shani midaber." So now, so the Rashba there, the last piece, and daf yudalet. Omud Beis, Kinim Shani Yoshin. So he says, Kinim Shani Yoshin, Shani Midaber. Bichulik Asin Shani, Veloik Asin Sheini. The Sheini, Ine Loshin Eder, El Loshin Shvue, Dosan Afshe Achefz, Vichim Kosev Rabin Tamzal, the Kinim Shani Eichel Gassinon, Veloik Sheini Eichel. Because that's Loshin Shvue. Viroi Isin Mixas Rabin Atzofatim Zal, Sheik Shol of Meditanya, Ari Olai Shelichol Kinim Shani Zbiovi, Ufiha Homru, She calls Manshum, so he says, Hari Olai Sheloi Eichel. So, and still it's a good neder. Fir khomo she kol zman shu mask achif et shu iser atz bey, ki vos achif et anafsh. Vin noch en klar. Di khiven di bin dor in boye dos achif et anafsh. Mal in mis achif et shu os atz mit vas is dor. Oy mit dabed. So what the rabbis in atz fatim say? They say the big khidish that even though yes vas de achif et what if he just spells out the achif. So even though he says he uses a washing of Gavre, but as long as he spells out the Hefze, so it's considered as if he has the Hefze. And the Rai is, Famao Gemore, of Harini Sheloyechel, Harini Sheloyechel Bosa Mishlesh the Yain Kiyim Shemeiz Biyomi. So he didn't say Bosa Oso Alai, he said Harini Sheloyechel, Gavre, washing Gavre. Still it is a valid nether. Why? So the Rabbi Sinat Zofatim said, since he spelled out the chifetz, so Mimele it's considered as if he has a chifetz. All right. When you look at the Bible, the chifetz of the dog in boy, the osa chifetz and afshe, mali in miskir a chifetz, or she osa chatzmim vas is dovo, or in double dovo. V'anochen, ki mishakos of Rabbi Netamza, or ma she ikshol of Netanya, harei olay she olechul boso, in the kushin. The love dafkin o katana ha-ulishle. Ulei ma'arbeim, harei boso olay. Come on. So over there, so one lashon in the Rashba is that he didn't say it's lav davke. But the Gemara means ha-rei bosor olay ki bosor b'yeim shemeiz b'yom. So in other words, that fosi is chal in the bosor, in the yayin, in the eich. That's one lashon. Iname, a second lashon, shemui pirish bal achilas bosor, elo shom astam, ha-rei olayim ze, ki yeim shemeiz b'yom, ovi, v'hu kvo nodu ma'achilas bosor usi as yayin b'yis yayin. So he said, not that Harei Bosor like Yem Shemeiz, Ki Bosor B'Yem Shemeiz B'Yovi, but he said, Harei Yem Zeo like Ki Yem Shemeiz B'Yovi, V'u Kvonodu Ma'achilas Bosor Ushi Asiayim V'Yis Yayim. But, that, and that's not, so that's a second Shite, but that's not a Shite as a Rambam either, because the Rambam explains the Gemara not, applies the Gemara not to a case where Yasa just Bosor and Yayim. But where is mikabel b'taim is the yeim, and then the atvose is chal in the yeim itself, ligabi taimis, and then the Rambam says something else. The Rambam says, "Peregimu milchasendor malochei, harei shemeis beyovi voirabe hayoyim, v'inodar sheyotzeim oisei hayoyim, v'inodar sheyotzeim oisei hayoyim." Not the asad bosa, according to the other Rishonim. He didn't take any neder that it should be a complete fast. A complete fast means something more than refraining from bosor and yayin. Complete fast means not to eat, not to drink, nothing. So he says no, but according to other Rishonim, he just asked bosor, or he just asked yayin. But there are two Rishonim in the Rashba. One lashon is that he asked that day, not by asa in the day, but by asa in the bosor and the yayin the day. And the other lashon of the Rashba is he said harei olayim ze ki yim shemeiz biyovi v'ukvonodo ma'achil as bosor ushias yayin. He asked the yayin ligabei bosor and yayin. In other words, it's a big chiddush in the second lashon of the Rashba here. Just as there is aloche kainim pili diburi, so you can ask the yayin le'achil as bosor. It's the same aloche as kainim pili diburi chagli liyuchi. So that's considered that you asar yechefze. So yein, you can touch yein, but this is also an entity. So, and it has to be an isachefze. So just as there is aloche of kenim pili dibuli, so yasar the chefze the pe, lidibu, you can asar the yein, lachilas bosom. But it's not the shit as a Rambam. The shit as a Rambam is, v'noda sheyotze meisi hayein v'itzom. And then the Rambam mentioned also v'itzom. But suppose, And Alev Benissen Topshin Chof, his father was Nifter, his Rebbe was Nifter, and he took a neder, he's mikabel b'taimis, but he didn't comply with the neder. He didn't fast. So then Hatfose would not be chal. Why? Because the Hatfose is Nechaleshem taimis. So Memele, if somebody, let's say, Yom HaKippurim, of course, has a Chalishem Taimis. And even if Chas V'Sholem, let's say, all Jews in a certain Yom Kippur would be Chilim Sheyesh B'Sakone, and they wouldn't be allowed to fast. So it would still be a Yom Tzeim. It still would be a Yom Tzeim. But a Yom Tzeim, the Chalishem Tzeim of Yom HaKippurim, is a Dovah Hoso, is not a Dovah Anodo. Here he has to be Matvis in the Chalishem of Tzeim that is Dovah Anodo. So how does it acquire a Chalishem Tzeim? Funeder, only if it was mikabel the yem b'taimis and he fasted. So then, if he fasted, so the taimis was fulfilled on that day, so memele, it acquires a chaleishem tzei. But if it's not so, the yem does not acquire a chaleishem tzei. So arei shemei sovi for rabbi hayem, v'noda sheyotze meise hayem v'tzom, ulach ha-shonim omar, hariyem ze olof, so that force is in the Yem itself. Now the Rambam passes B'Yitvekom Matvis. So he doesn't have to mention the Rikimte of Wunodoru Bomeis Hayei. But apparently the Rambam holds that just as in the case of Sarzi Feshlom Elachazik, so Hatfose in the concrete could only be chal if it will be nitvas in this object in its present state. But Hatvose in the concrete could not be hal. If it should be nitvas, if it is to be nitvas in this object, in its original state. Because the original state is gone. So how about a yay? So the kasha of the Gemara is like this. The Gemara assumed, heiche dome lafke gen dikoye bechad bishabe, dimiz be'avue. Dimiz be'avue. So that means, and Aleph Benissen, he was becoming betimes. And the Gemara assumed the way the Rambam paskens, because the Rambam paskens, bigger commandments. And he was becoming betimes that Aleph Benissen, top shinchov, yem shemeiz be'avif, yem shemeiz be'rabe. And some way. So Mele, that yeim acquired the Halashim times. So it acquires, so you have in the abstract. So that yeim, even though it's already beyond that yeim, but the Halashim exists, if it's some way. So it has a Halashim times. Just like the Halashim of the Psalm Tzifre Shlom in Kedim Zrike. So it still exists, the Halashim. So the Gemara said, even though all the future Aleph Benissens, Atziv Kol Adereis, he was not become a Beneder. So Memele, there couldn't be Atfose in the concrete. So the Atfose could be only in the Halishem, in the abstract. So it's a clear, Beikre Komatris. Because if we are going to say Betere Komatris, so that was, so then he, the Atfose is how only on the concrete. What would be the concrete of Yay? The future Aleph Benissens would be the concrete. But the past Aleph Benissens, that's not the concrete. So the Gemara says, in other words, his father or his Rebbe was Nifter, and Aleph Benissen, Tovshin Chof. And at that time, he made a neder that all Aleph Benissens at Seif Kol Adereis should be tainis. Arei Olai should be tainis. And there is special halacha of Arei Olai tainis. He can become tainis this day, and he can become tainis on certain days throughout the years at Seif Kol Adereis. So a person can be become tainis upon himself every Aleph Benissen. For an example, at Seif Kol Adereis. So this is how the Gemara applies this din of Arini Shleichel Boso. That an Aleph Benissen, Topshin Chof, his father or his Rebbe was Nifter, and he was Mikabel Betaimis, every Aleph Benissen, Atziv Kol Adereis. And then, an Aleph Biyah, who he was Matvis, Harini, Kiyem Shemez Biyobi, Aleph Biyah. So there are still Yem Atainis in the future that were not past. That could be considered as a concrete. But the days that were past already could not be considered as the concrete. Only the days that are yet to come can be considered as concrete days. So the Gemara assumed that this Gemara has reference to the case where he was just a couple of times that day and somewhere. Some mele, and that was his hal. So it's a raya the big lekomatris that was his hal. Is Chal in the Halishem? So Gemara says no. That Fosse is not Chal in the Halishem. And that Fosse is Chal only in the concrete. But in the concrete, so in all the which days, which Aleph Benissens are concrete? Aleph Benissens. The Aleph Benissens that are yet to come, these are concrete. So, and that's a Teire because he wasn't becoming the Chinese. So the Gemara says, V'hu shenodo rubo meisei hayim leilich. So Mimele. So Mimele, it is considered as concrete. So we can say Betere Komatris. But the Rambam paskens Beikre Komatris. So Mimele, he doesn't pasken like this a kimte vushenodo rubo meis hayim veilich. That was mikabel betainis. Every Aleph Benissen natziv kol aderes. That he was just mikabel betainis. That Aleph Benissen. On which his father died, on which his Rebbe died. And then somebody. Because if it's not some boy, he doesn't have a Halishem tzein. Ridolano. I just want to start a Mishnah. Ve'ilu mutorim, chum she'ich aloch, kipsach hazir, ke'iris kechobim, ke'iris mebubim, kimveiles utreifes, kishkotzim uchtemosim, kechalas harim uchtemosim muta, because it's not in the Ranod. Ho'im alishtei, hare atalai ki'imo, Pesach mi Pesach mi Mokim Achia, shall Yokul Reishel Ikach. Even though the Nedar is not Chal, he was Matvi Vidavar Isa, Vidavar Isa, he said, Lishtein, Harei Atalai Kimo, so it's a Dover Oseh, but since it's Megillin, Leser as Ishtei, so the Chachomim made a special takone, that we shouldn't be matter him, that's with Rabbono, without Heter, and we have to be matter it on the basis of Pesach. And the same aloches of Pesach that apply to the real neder that is chal midraise applies even to this neder that midraise is not chal. According to the Ram, and it's mashma from the Gemara that way, the Rambam is chirik, so this aloche of Pesach and Pesach Mokem Acher is limited only to the case of Eimel Ishtei, but not to every other case of Matvis Midavos. And from the Gemara it's mashma that way. Taim edom achum sheichaloch. Ho ma lochum lachum lo loichum. Sheikhloch. Mashbalui lechun level kobm. Mane mas nissen ihre meyer. Ho leslim cholavat shemeye hen. Velo rebiude. Heime reiche. So the Gemara says, I did iktone kitzach azir kamenes kichovim. Loche kutone chu. Rabino ma roche kutone. Veilu mutor. Kichum kitzach azir kamenes kichovim. Vilui. Vilui tone chu. Hava amine it's ikechum. Kipsach, so vi loiton echum havamine. The Gemara's kasha was since it accords with Rabbi Yehuda. So in the Reisha it's already mentioned that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so lachum loichum, so it means loichum level kom. So it's also why does the Mishneh have to repeat it? So Rabbi Yehuda says that the chiddush is veil mutorin kichum kipsach hazir kavnes chom. So I would say that just as in the case of Eimel Ishtei Harei Atolikimo, so the Rabbanon require Shaile, so in the case of Kipsa Chazir, he also requires Shaile. So that's why it says Kichum. So by Chum, he doesn't require Shaile. So he doesn't require Shaile. So in order to advise us that when he says Kipsa Chazir, Kavidis Kechovim, Keres Lubhuvim, Unkim Leiles, Unkitreifis, Kishkotzim Ulamosim, he doesn't require Shaile either. Could require Shaile either. So the Umike, Vitochula, Amine Boy Shaile, Umike Lasukal Taite Oche, Homidikton is safe for him a leash day, Harriet Alike Ime, Priestly Pesam Mokmacher, Michlal the Rachel of Bay Shaile. So it's Mifurash in this Gemora like the Ram, not like the Rambal. Right, that's a Kasha. In other words, like the first Teretz of the Gemara. But from this Gemara, there is a Kashi against Rashi's Pshat and against the Rambam's Shite. Because Rashi's Pshat, Rashi's Shite, and Rambam's Shite is that in view of the fact that the Gemara says, Sovro, so that means it's only Havamini. And then when the Gemara says Tanya, and that Price mentions, that Rameya says, that lachum eicheloch. So is only so is oser. So is oser. So and that price accords with Rameyer. The Gemara says. So we see that we don't say michalav yad shemen. So because of that, the Rambam and the Rashi explain that when the Gemara says of what, the Gemara means that was the havamine. And then when the Gemara says tanye, the Gemara means to refute that. That's a war. But the kashi is from this Gemara. Here the Gemara doesn't say so war. The Gemara says, "Time the machun sheikhloch. Ho, malachun sheikhloch. Mash lochun lev lekom. Mane. So not so war. Mane mas nissen Rameya." But the Gemara says, in positive terms, "Mane mas nissen Rameya oles mukhalav shemehen." So it's a kashi against the Rambam. So the Chamishne is that kashi. Because the Kesed Mishne says that the Rambam holds that since the Gemara says Sovro, so it's only the Havamini. So the Chamishne asks from this Gemara. But the Tesfes Rit says that we are not Geres. Mane Masnis Nirameya. Ho Leslei Michalava Tishameyen. Vel Rabiude. Vel Rabiude. That we are not Geres. So according to Tesfes Rit, we are not that the Tesfes Rit agrees with Rashi Shite and the Rambam Shite. He doesn't agree with that. On the contrary, this is three. They on the first parak agrees with the shita of the other Rishonim. That loichum or lachum has to do lachum. I mean, loichum, so the Rosh distinguishes between lachum and loichum. So lachum, that is three, holds, he agrees with the Ran Shite, that lachum, so only Alibid Rabbi Yehuda is osa. Bichon lavash men, but Alibid Rabbi Meir not. But for a different reason, he's not Geres.
He says that we are geres as follows. Time the machun sheikhloch. Ho malachun sheikhloch mashulchun elekom elekom hainereshe. And all these words, mana maslis in Rabmeya, holestan chlaratushimehen, vel rabyude, he strikes out. He strikes out. So apparently the Rambam and the Rashi, but the trouble is with Rashi here. The trouble here is with Rashi, that Rashi here mentions Irameya holestan chlaratushimehen. So I don't know what we can say about Rashi. But the Rambam, we can say that the Rambam agrees with the Tesis Reed that we are not geres. Because in the Terekomatvis, so as Ram says, Rabnesa Kopori, Rabnesa Nidri Pokami Bezrikas Dam, Vafir Hochet Nam Di Oser, but Lachas Rikas Dam, there is no Isa, all the Terekomatvis. So the Rai is, so Robert tried to deduce from the deal of Nisa Upigo that Terekomatvis. So then, Omer Rabune Prey Rab Nosen, Beneath a shalayim. So in other words, we can say that betei b'ach shav komatris. But then you ask if b'ach shav komatris. So then it shouldn't be osea because it's lachas rike. We are dealing b'neisa oveilo. So then it remains osea. Even after rike zda. Even after rike zda. This is how most rishonim explain the Gemara. But Rashi explains it differently. Just the reverse. Now let's see the Rashi. So one thing that is strange in Rashi, because Rashi in the first portion, so he explains pigul shiyotza chutzul chitzosi. That's not really pigul. Pigul means if he had the machshove of chutzul his money. That's pigul. So according to Rashi's shot here, pigul is not to be understood in the regular sense of pigul, which means that he had the machshove of chutzul his money. But here pigul means shiyotza chutzul chitzosi. All right, that's something else. The neisa lachas rikas gamu diitza. The neisa habe sheniseisa chutzul his money shalenecha. Upigul. So according to Rashi, here in the first lashon, pigul here doesn't mean that there was a machshove of chutzul his money. But shiyotza chutzul chitzosi. Upigul shiyotza chutzul chitzosi. Viyoma ze kaze. Vikoma davos. Vonamed lachas rikas domim, viavel isha sakeisha kedim lochei, vikotone de osea, almed lachashte komatis. Almed lachashte. So Rashi explains it just the reverse. And the Meiri, curiously enough, the Meiri explains it the same way. He says, the Meiri says, uvi yam biro mi zesho yosobo lochiach, di lachashte komatis, meneisa upigo. Because sal kadaito, the meneisa upigo shal shlomi. Meneisa upigo lomakshe. She ilu hoyinu emrim biikri komatvis hoyolonu lahatia mitzad hazman sheachas rikas adam ad shenase neisa ve'af al pi sheledaz biikri komatvis hoyefshar ima gam dina likinim zrikas adam ve'yoser shemo im donim kol kach nemafreya ve'in ze ikrei elo yikar ikrei. I mean, so the Meiri explains it the same way as Rashi, not like the other regime. That Rove tried to deduce from the din of Nisa with Pigul that it's Osea, that we say with Hashtag Matris. But why? Because now the Rabbi assumed that when the Mishnah says Nisa with Pigul is Osea, that when someone is Matris, Nisa with Pigul, so it's Osea, so the Mishnah had reference to Nisa and Pigul of Shlomim. Now Nisa and Pigul of Shlomim, now when does it become Nisa? What does Neisa mean? Neisa means he left it over. Now, the certain Kabbalah Shlomim, so Shlomim is Nechal. Is Nechal. Lishnei Yomim Belayla Echot. And it was Neisa. It remained. It wasn't eaten within this month. So, when can a Kob become Neisa? Only after Lachas Rikas Domim, naturally. When can you eat the korban? After Zrikas Domim. So if this became Neisa, so it became Neisa long after Zrikas Domim. So prior to the time that it became Neisa, it was already Muta. Because the moment the dam was Nizrak,
So then it was Muta Bachile by Shlomo. So, and now it's beyond that stage of Ve'achazek Esdomim. Now it's already at the stage of Neisa, which is a later stage than Ve'achazek Esdomim. So if we say, if so the Raya of Rove was the Hashtag of Matvis, so then we can understand this why it's also Hashtag now it's in a state of Neisa. So it is affected with the Isa Neisa. So it is also Mashein Kein, if we say Beikre Komatvis, so Beikre, so then it would before it became Neisa, and after Zriki, so it should be Muter. So he was Matvis Nidomara Muter. So the Raya of Rove, so according to Rashi and the Miri, the Pshat in the Gemara is just the reverse of what the Pshat is according to the Ran and the Rosh and Tesis and all the Rishayim. According to the Ran and Rosh and Tesis, the Raya of Rove was from the Mishneh that Beikre Komatvis, because Beitere Komatvis, so it's Eter. And according to Rashi and the Miri, the Raya of Rove was that we say Behashti Komatvis. So then we understand this why the Mishneh says B'neisar u'pigol, so it's Oser. Because now it's over B'neisar, it's Oser. Because if we say B'ikre komatvis, prior to the time when it became Neisar, but it was already after Zrike, so it was Heter. So the Miri has the Kashe, but Monepshach, if we say B'ikre komatvis, so why should it be Nitves in the original state, the time it was before, after Zrike, so why don't you say before the Zrike, so then it was Isa, so that is too remote. So the Miri says, that's too remote. So we certainly don't say that he should have mind to be Matris in the most original state, but because that's too remote, the most original state. So the most original state was before Zrike. Then there was an original state which is really an intermediary stage. In other words, after Zrike, before it became Neisa. And then the final state, when it's Neisa. So the final state is Osa, because it has an Isa of Neisa, it's affected with Isa of Neisa. But Beikre, and not the most original, but Beikre, prior to the time it became affected with Isa Neisa, but after Zrike. So then it was Heter. So why does the Mishnah say that it's Oseh, B'neisar u'pigol? So it's a Raya that the Hashtag Komatvis. Because if we say B'ikre Komatvis, so it should be Nitves, then it would be Matviset in the state it was before it became Neisar. And after Zrike, then it was Heter. In the state that he should be Matvis, that he should have the intention of being Matris in the most original state before Zrike, that's equally Ikre. That we certainly don't say. So this is how Rashi explained. Now the question is, Adal with the Hashtag Matris. So if we say the Hashtag Matris, then it's all right. If we say the Ikre Matris, so it's only Shasakesha. So it was Heter, Achazrike, it was Mutabachile. But if we say the Hashtag Matris, so now it's also Achazrike, but it's Neisar, so it's not Mutabachile. But the question is, Neisar is not a Dobra Noto, Neisar is a Dobra Oso, the Gemara says. So what do we say? That Neisar is a Dobra Noto, because that Isar originates in Hegdesh. I mean, something that is not Hegdesh could not become affected with the Isar of Neisar. So only something that became Hegdesh can become affected with the Isar of Neisar. So maybe it's a Dobra Noto. But the trouble is, the Gemara says in so many words, so we see that Neisar is the Dobra Oso, the Isa of Neisar. Even though Neisar can only be Shayach in Hekdesh, but the Isa of Neisar is not a result of his Hekdesh. Before he became Neisar, so it was Hekdesh and it wasn't Osa. So now he became Osa because of the Machshove. Of the Machshoves, not I'm sorry. Now he became Osa because he was Meisoed, or he became people because of the Machshove. So Mimele, that's not the Dobra Lodo. But Rashi Shita is that in view of the fact that the Isa Meisa can inhere only in Hekdesh, so Mimele it's considered a Dobra Lodo.
because it is the Issan Issar is a result of a neder. Without a Hekdesh, there couldn't be an Issan Issar. That's Rashi Shita. But the Gemara says the contrary. The Gemara says, Salgai d'chamine ki Issan Issar, ki Issa Pigol, v'halo ki matri don hoser. V'loi mitzah komashmola. So the Gemara says in so many words that the Issar of Neisar is don hoser. Now, and then Rashi itself. So then Rashi says, So Rashi himself apparently is trying to explain, to answer that difficulty. So he says, so Rashi is saying as follows. The Issar of Neisar, the Issar of Pigol is a Dabrosa. Even though the Issar of Neisar and the Issar of Pigol can only inhere in something that is Kodesh. And how did it become Kodesh? Through Neder, but the Issar itself does not take effect through the Neder. Vohraya, until it became Neisar, it wasn't affected with the Issar. So it became affected with the Issar as a result of the Neisar, not as a result of his Kedushas Peh. But the Issar Neisar can only inhere in something that became Kodesh before. But the Issar Neisar per se is a Dabar also, not a Dabar Anodo. So Rashi admits that the Issar Neisar, the Issar Pigol is a Dabar also, not a Dabar Anodo. But the Neisar, the Pigol itself, that is a Dabar Anodo. So we have to understand what we mean. The Issar Neisar is a Dabar also, not a Dabar Anodo. But the Neisar, the Pigol itself, is a Dabar Easy Dobranot. I mean, we have to understand what does it mean. Now, the Miri says the same thing, the same pshat as Rashi. So he says, because Al Kadaiti Minesar Pigul Shoswami Minesar Pigul Makshe, Shiyu Aimrim, Binikri Komatri, Soyu Nahatia, Misarazman, Shahaz Rikasadam, Achenais, and the Achenas and Isa. But since it's Behashti Komatris, so then it's all right as to why it's all set. So why? Because right now it's awesome. And apparently right now it's in, the Issar Neisar is in Dovo Hanodo. But then before he says, so he says, V'imikneishu osa mitzadat pigul v'aneisar ein zenodor al osa. So he says it himself. I mean, so obviously the Miri will say what Rashi says, that the Issar Neisar is in Dovo also. But the Neisar itself is in Dovo Hanodo. We have to understand what it means. Now, In answering the kasha of the Mishnah Melech against the Ran, when the Ran says tafyut on the base at the very end, v'chiteime elosa mishemisa komaruim mishemeda, so the Ran explains lachum. So according to Rabbi Yude, that we say mechalav al shemed, so lachum means lachum elosa koma. So it's osa according to Rabbi Yude, but he has the kasha. But true, lachum means osa. But it can mean osa like chazir, like the Bele. V'chiteime al osa mishemisa kom avoim sheneda v'haver leikimati de v'osa v'loi mitzer afil hoche kim di kelemeim ahoche v'hi kelemeim ahoche az lun lechumre di kaino stam don lach. So the Mishnah Melech's kasha is v'ishleime according to the Ran in Shavuos that there is only one type of ikan eder, that is matris in Hekdesh, and every other formulation of neder, every other formula of neder is effective on the basis of yodeh, so then we could understand. But the Ram Nidorim, the Ram Shite Nidorim is that we have two types of Nidorim. We have one Ikra Neder that is on the basis of Atvosi, and another one on the basis of Asering, where he asers it, where he himself has it. Not that he's Machliv the Kedusha, he's Matris and something else. So why does he ask? So why does he say? Because Stam Nidor Lachmer, he doesn't have to resort to Stam Nidor Lachmer. He said also that the Ikra Neder, according to Ran in Shavuos, so we have to resort to the concept of Stam Nidor Lachmer. Because Stam Oser is not Oser, it's not the Ikra Neder. The Ikra Neder is Oser Kikom. So the question is, when he said Oser, what does he mean? What does it mean? Oser Kikom or Oser Kipsach Hazir? So Stam Nidor Lachmer. But according to Ran Nidor, why does he have to resort to Stam Nidor Lachmer? So I said that even the other type of neder, which is not grounded in a tvose yechil kedushin. Just that he asks it, but even in respect to the Ika Neder, where he just asks it, he has to spell out. Mihika Adin, he has to spell out how he asks it. That he asks it the way Idomra Nodo becomes Osir, the way Hekdesh becomes Osir. Not that he wants through his fiat that it should become like Tzachazir. That not. So in other words, true, we have two types of Nidorim. We have a Neder that is effective on the basis of atvose of chiluk dushe. So then it doesn't mean that he asks it. He is matvitzet in Hekdesh. So mele there is a chiluk dushe. And then there is another type of neder where he asks it. But even the other type of neder where he asks it, he's not machliv the dushe of Hekdesh, but he asks it. So he has to spell out and he has to say that he asks it so that it should become osea, something that is osea through his verbal fiat, but not that it should become osea like psachazim. So in other words, even the other type of neder of kikya ze osea alai, he has to spell it out. Osea alai how? There are two kinds of isur. It's osea. Something might be osea through the verbal fire to the person, and something might be osea because it is osea the Torah asa that like psachazi and the little thing. So even vis-a-vis the other type of neder of osea alai, he has to spell essentially. He has to spell out and say and describe that it should be osea as something that becomes osea through his verbal fire, not that it should become osea like something that the Torah declared that is osea. So then the question arises, every time when it just says Tika Ze Oser Alai, it might have two meanings. Either Tika Ze Oser Alai, like a Gomin, or Tika Ze Oser Alai, like Tzachaziyah. So why is it Osea? So by applying the Aloche of Stam Donachem, and the Raya, that there is Aloche of Dovah Anodo, even when it's not by way of Atvose, of Chilu Dushe, is the Shittes Raya. The Shittes Raya is that Haneid of Atero, so if it need a potato, so it's how not it's not shmuel, but net the shita raya is. So why? Because the askores of the sefer Torah is in Dovrano. Because the shem requires lishmo, and when the shem say it requires verbalization too. In other words, in order that the shem of the askores of the sefer Torah should be discovered, the Kedushas Hashem, he has to say it, not just to entertain the thought in his mind. When he writes the Sheimes in the Sefer Torah, that he is writing them with Tiras Shem. No, what he has to say, Hari Kesei Fesas Kore is the Shem Dushas Hashem. The Shem Dushas Hashem. So he has to spell it out. He has to spell it out. So he says, Obama, now, could we say Chiluk Dushe when someone is Matris and Kikyar in Shem? It didn't make sense. I mean, what kind of a Chiluk Dushe could there be? It's a Dovah, but it's a different kind of Kedusha. So obviously, the Raivet would be made there that if somebody would be Matris in Sheimis, so don't say Kikya Zeh, Kias Kores, Shemisivate. So according to the Raivet, it's Matris in Dovah. Now, then he'll read that Kikya. Will he be Chayev Komile? Of course not. Komile is based upon the fact that the Kikya becomes, to a certain extent, becomes Hekdesh itself, and is made by Beiches. But, so by way of Chiluk Dushe, Vashayim came. So when you are Matris in Hekdesh Mamesh, then you can say Chiluk Dushe. After all, there is such a thing as Chiluk Dushe. Well, Yachlifenu lo Yom Rei say, and if he's Machlif, so Hut Mosi Yekedesh. So there is such a thing as Chiluk Dushe. So Chiluk Dushe. So every time you are Matris in Hekdesh, there is Chiluk Dushe. But what kind of Chiluk Dushe could there be on the Kikea? Chiluk Dushe of the Askores? It's a different kind of Dushe. It's not shy to say Chiluk Dushe, I mean, could Kikea become affected to Dushe Hashem? I mean, it wouldn't even make sense. You need to mention it. It wouldn't make sense. So certainly there would be no Mile if somebody, the right would be made, and there would be no Kov Mile if somebody would be made from the Kikea, which he was Matris in Hashem, in the Askores. Still it is hard. The answer is, the Raivet uses Lashon HaTvose, but it doesn't mean HaTvose Mamish. It's the Lashon of HaTvose.
In other words, it's a way of formulation. For example, the Nahmen Rishayim say that even according to Rome, so there is Atvose B'Shvue. But the Atvose B'Shvue, as far as Moyahu is concerned, there is no Kom, according to Rome. But Moyahu there is. Now, there is no Kom Mile by Matvis B'Shvue. So the Atvose by Shvue is to be distinguished from the Atvose by Neder. Atvose by Neder, so there is one type of Neder which in its essence consists in being mitves, in Hamshochas Dushe, and Chiruv Dushe Pamekdish. Masha'im came, Atvose by Shvue, if we say that there is Atvose by Shvue, so it's a certain formulation of Shvue. In other words, in the Mishpat Aloshin, Hatvose is a Mishpat Aloshin of Shvue. If somebody took a Shvue not to eat a certain kikia, and then he was matvis in that Shvue, so it's a formulation. It's a Loshin Shvue. It's a Loshin Shvue. Not that it is effective by Shvue, by way of Hamshochas Dushe Chiruv Dushe. Mashinki by Nedea. So as one type of Nedea is concerned, which consists of being mitves in the Gdushe of the Hekdesh of the Kom, so there it is effective, it operates by way of Hamshochas Dushe and Chiruv Dushe. But the other type of Nedea, let's say we said in the Rahman, so it is also effective, not by way of Chiruv Dushe, but there is a Halacha that he has to be tailored in the Dovrano. He has to be tailored in the Dovrano. So, in other words, otherwise, so that's the other type of...